Time now to check sports here at the Ecom Sports Network. High school football last night. Their Bobcats celebrated homecoming with a win against the Houston Tigers 18-7. Bobcat head coach Briar Hancock talks about the win.
You know, Eric does a great job with those guys at Houston. They play hard. They're physical. And that was one of the big key points of you know, this week was you had to be more physical. And they were very, very, very multiple on offense. And, you know, having to adjust and shift and realign with our linebackers and safeties and all that stuff, you know, that can be intricate when you have, you know, as many freshmen as we do playing. So, you know, I was really proud of our guys and stepping up, and, you know, we saw a lot of leadership with those guys tonight.
The West Plains Zizzers had a rough night as they traveled to Camdenton and were shut out by the Lakers 45-0. Ava with a big win over Salem, Missouri 51-0. Liberty beat up on Willow Springs 61-0. In a defensive battle, it was Mountain Grove over Cabool 7-6. Donovan lost to Dexter 54-6. Highland beat Gosnell in a close one 26-25. The Salem Greyhounds defeated Atkins 58-14. Mountain Home beat Russellville 24-21. Pocahontas lost to Rivercrest 44-32. Cave City was shut out by Heber Springs 42-0. Walnut Ridge beat Palestine Wheatley 43-0. Hoxie a winner over Ryzen 49-12. And Batesville lost to Nettleton 34-20. Eight-man football yesterday, the Isser County Cougars with a big win as they beat Midland 60-14. Major League Baseball, Manny Machado hit two home runs, drove in three runs as the Padres beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 Friday night to extend their season high winning streak to eight games. The Cardinals and San Diego play again today. Jake Woodford will start for St. Louis. Cole Reagans gave up three hits and two runs over six strong innings, and the Kansas City Royals used two big innings to defeat Houston 7-5 Friday night, knocking the Astros out of the first place in the AL West Division. Royals play at Houston again today. Jordan Lyles gets the start there. Busy day of college football today at 2 o'clock. The Missouri State Bears in action. They'll host Utah State. At 6 tonight, the Arkansas Razorbacks take on the LSU Tigers. At 6 o'clock, Arkansas State will host Southern Mississippi. And at 6:30, Missouri will play the Memphis Tigers. That game in St. Louis. High school tennis from Friday. The Willow Springs Lady Bear tennis team in the Nixus tournament, and it was Lillian Weimer getting second place in the singles competition. Congratulations to Lillian. And Milena Wilson and Brianna Hand picked up third place in the doubles competition. The Ozarka College Foundation Golf Tournament was played on September 22nd at Cooper's Hawk Golf Course in Melbourne. 31 teams gathered for the annual fundraising and fun-filled day at the golf course. The four-person scramble took place, as I said, at Cooper's Hawk. All proceeds benefit students at Ozarka College. First place in the championship flight went to the team of Randy Cross, Scott Pinkston, Cheney Coleman, and Dylan Smith. Ronnie Jeffrey won the putting contest, receiving a golf club that was donated by Jim Cooper. Blaine Johnson won the $75.25 cash raffle, a benefit for the Danny Graham Memorial Scholarship. Blaine donated his portion of the proceeds back to the scholarship fund. The Kansas City Chiefs will be without starting linebacker Nick Bolton during their matchup with the Chicago Bears on Sunday. Kansas City announced that Bolton would miss the contest with an ankle injury suffered in week two in the win over Jacksonville. His role will be filled by free agent signee Drew Tranquil. Also, wide receiver Richie James will not play. He has a knee injury. Both Bolton and James did not practice this week in Kansas City. The Chiefs host Chicago on Sunday, kickoff at 3 o'clock, pregame at 2 o'clock on K-Country 95. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.